This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The threat of a federal government shutdown late Saturday night after Congress approved a temporary funding bill to keep federal agencies open until November 17th, and U.S. President Joe Biden actually signed it. The bill passed just hours before the midnight deadline and was sent to the president to sign. The package drops Ukraine aid but adds money for U.S. disaster assistance. A House approval came after Speaker Kevin McCarthy abandoned plans to steep spending cuts and relied on Democratic help. Biden said he expects McCarthy to keep his commitment to the Ukrainian people and push for aid at this critical moment in the war with Russia. Hours before fires largely destroyed the historic Hawaiian town of Lahaina, residents of another part of Maui were trying to stop flames reaching their homes despite a frustrating loss of pressure in the water systems. Officials say when electricity was knocked out of the lack of backup power for pumps seriously hindered firefighting efforts in Kola. The scale of damage and loss was far smaller than in Lahaina, where at least 97 people died. Armenia is finding itself facing multiple challenges after being suddenly thrust into one of the worst political crises in its decades of independence following the 1991 collapse of the Soviet Union. After Azerbaijan reclaimed control of the separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh in a blitz offensive, tens of thousands of ethnic Armenians have flooded over its borders in Armenia's capital. Swarms of protesters have been demanding the prime minister's resignation. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court is now returning to a new term with familiar topics such as guns and abortion, as well as concerns about ethics swirling around the justices. The year also will have a heavy focus on social media and how free speech protections apply online. The new term begins on Monday. A big unknown is whether the court will be asked to weigh in on any aspect of the criminal cases against former U.S. President Donald Trump, or on efforts in some states to keep Trump off the 2024 presidential ballot because of his role in trying to overturn the results of the last presidential contest. The numbers have been drawn for an estimated $960 million Powerball jackpot, which is now the ninth largest lottery prize of all time in the U.S. The winning numbers announced were 19, 30, 37, 44, 46, with a Powerball of 22. Lottery officials usually take several hours to determine if any player has won the giant jackpot. Although the game highlights the $960 million prize, that is just for a winner who decides to elect to be paid through an annuity of over 30 years. Winners almost always choose the cash payout option, which for Saturday night's drawing would be an estimated $441.4 million. The payout for Saturday's drawing has grown so large because it has been building for more than 2 months. The odds of winning the Powerball jackpot are 1 and 292.2 million. Five people were killed and five were critically injured when a semi carrying ammonia crashed into central Illinois. That's according to Illinois State Police, saying that the accident involved multiple vehicles that happened about a half mile east of Tupelus on U.S. Highway 40. Police said that due to the plume from the ammonia leak, an evacuation was ordered within an approximate 1 mile radius of that crash. That includes the northeastern parts of the town. Crews were working to contain the leak. The National Transportation Safety Board said Saturday it is reviewing the crash. The area is about 110 miles northeast of St. Louis. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.